The Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
Sam, thanks for joining us. First of all, obviously for many people listening out there, how are you doing? How's the knee going?
It's good. It's the sort of injury that you just have to let it go at its own pace a bit. So a few days of just being laid up on the couch with the ice machine on, and it's starting to get moving now. So hopefully from here it starts to go a little bit quicker.
Beautiful. And obviously a big game today for the boys, going into 10-1 potentially with a win. What's the feel been in the club, and what's the key message been for the boys?
Key message has sort of been more about we have won the last few weeks, which has been a positive, but we probably don't feel like we've played our best footy. So it's more about just getting back to some of the things that have held us in good stead over that first 8 weeks a little bit better. And we think that'll hopefully take care of Sydney today and potentially more teams down the track.
Sam, kinging up in the K-Rock box with Benny Cass, Blue McGrath, Kent Kingsley and Lockie Young. Can you just take us into how the knee issues developed and when you first sort of experienced some pain and what the ins and outs are of the actual injury?
It was just a little cartilage tweak, so it came in during the Essendon game earlier, and then the nature of this sort of one was just, it was a little bit swollen, so it just took us a few days to find it. So not a massive injury, but needed some help to get back on track, obviously, with the surgery, and then that just needs some time to settle down. So not a particularly interesting injury, but I just got to let it settle down at its own pace, and once it does that, it should be a relatively quick ramp from there to get back to playing.
So what's best case scenario? The club originally said probably after the bye. Is that still in your wheelhouse?
Yeah, that's it's like a really hard injury to put a, you know, I'm expecting to be back on this week. Somewhere in, won't be before the bye, like I can tell you that, but hopefully sort of the first game back or the sort of couple of games after that, somewhere in that range is what we're aiming for.
Sam, do you get a bit anxious when you're out? Obviously you're in pretty good form before you went out. The side's absolutely flying, you know, each week you miss. How do you sort of feel and cope with that mentally? Is it, you get a little bit anxious about your spot in the side?
At the moment I've just been worried about, well, firstly just getting back to walking, so it's a little bit hard to worry about your spot when you're still on crutches, but I think I know what I'm bringing to our team this year, so and the coaches have been really good in sort of making sure that I feel like I'm valued for that sort of stuff, so if I can produce that, I think it might not be straight back in, but hopefully it's not too long out.
Is it a very different Geelong Footy Club this year, the feeling around the place, you know, both during the week and then game day?
Not really, to be honest. We've always been pretty good at, I think Scotty talks about it a bit, whether we win or lose, trying to treat the week the same and treat our preparation the same. So helps when you're winning, but I think what's been exciting is the brand of footy that we've been playing, especially the sort of first, whatever it was, about 8 weeks, where we were really strong in that brand. That's what was probably where it was really exciting. And then it's a little bit of a challenge for us now to get back to that really strong brand that we had earlier in the year.
Prestige Jayco brings us Sam Menegola, Australia's number one motorhome dealer. Prestige Jayco, here's Tim McGrath on K-Rock Footy.
Sam, you sit here now in 9-1. When you saw the draw last year and what you had in front of you, you're a little bit pleasantly surprised about where you sit now. Did you think you'd be sort of 9-1? To be honest, you
didn't really think. To be honest, we knew that sort of first 5 weeks, 5 or 6 weeks, I think, was going to be really, really tough, like just some of the sides in there. But it's sort of funny, a couple of times I flick through the fixture and you think, oh, the first 5 or 6 weeks is going to be tough. And then you'd flick and go, oh, who's in round 7? And it was, I think it was Essendon at the G who's knocked us over the last couple of years. So you're like, oh, well, actually, that's tough. And then it was North Melbourne at Etihad. And then it was the Dogs who, you know, like, they're not that far off where they were a few years ago. So, yeah, I mean, every time you got sucked in and think it was that early draw that was hard, it pretty quickly reminded us that the whole year is going to be tough. So to be 9-1, we're obviously really pleased with that. But I think, yeah, because we're in it, we're really focused on making sure that that form continues and the wins keep coming. So for us, it's like I said, it's about just making sure that we're still playing the sort of footy that knocked over those really top sides early in the year. And we feel like the last few weeks we maybe haven't been as strong in that as we could have been. So that's where the focus is at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely. And some of these young kids that, you know, we'd never seen before this year have come in and they've done a brilliant job.
Yeah, yeah, they've been awesome. All the guys who have stepped in, not even just the young guys, but I mean Tommy Atkins has come in, and obviously Dal and Gaz from Sydney have come in. So everyone's just slotted in really nicely. I think we had a lot of guys who had really, really good pre-seasons, which helps. That's including not just the new guys, but they've helped us, no doubt.
Who surprised you, Sam? I mean, you're with these guys, you know, 6-7 days a week, but who surprised you from the day pre-season started to now?
Don't know. I spent most of it in rehab, so surprised me how hard rehab was. I'd forgotten, but they've all sort of bought different things. Like Dal certainly stood out for a lot of pre-season, just how hard he worked and some of the stuff he bought. But then, all those guys had their moments, and even guys like Mark O'Connor, who we'd had for a while, like he would have moments. You go, oh, all right, he's improved a fair bit from last year as well. So. The best surprise out of pre-season was how many guys we had on the track and how many guys were actually going really, really well. So it always puts you in a good spot to attack the season.
One of the strengths of the team at the moment, Sam, I guess, is just the depth. And we've seen there's been guys at VFL level who have been playing well and just unable to crack into the side. What can we expect from Zach Smith? He's been in good form and he gets his shot today.
Yeah, I think... he's probably been a little bit unlucky for a period. It was to do with his body. He was unlucky that it just, you know, his back wasn't holding up for him. And then he was just unlucky that, I guess, almost the selection bit was, Reese was going really well and the sort of mix was working for us. But he's been going really, really well. And I think you can just hopefully see a guy whose body will let him do the things that we, you know, have seen from him in the past, and see a nice, aggressive and mobile ruckman, which everyone sort of loves having their team. So,
and what's the, I guess, the feeling like amongst that ruck quartet? You've got Zach Smith, Ryan Abbott, Darcy Fort, Radigalera, all sort of fighting for a couple of spots, and not everyone can fit in. So Darcy goes out and Ryan's playing in the VFL. What's the feeling like amongst those guys?
Well, we're probably lucky that they're all really, really good guys and they'll get on really well. And we've got Brad Ottens there, who's he's coaching them, and sort of they've got their little ruck club basically. So they all, you see them around the club and during training even, they're all feeding off each other, giving each other tips and feedback. So I think they all just want to help each other be the best player they can, and the best one one guy's going to get picked every week, potentially two. And I think it's a bit of an, it is what it is, play your best footy, and they're all sort of really good guys who get along, so it works for us.
Sam, does Brad Ottens only come down on the days that the Bay Marie's operational?
It's an accusation that's been levelled at him a few times, but when he comes down and puts the performances in that he does around it, you can't help but just sit back and admire. It's a pretty tall pile that gets put on his plate.
And the cycling, Sam, we know you love getting on the road bike. I'm guessing that's been put in the back burner with the injuries at more stationary bike at the moment.
Yeah, it's been tough. I'm sort of lucky that the Giro's on at the moment, so I've just been recording that, and then there's been some long days on the couch post-surgery, so that sort of got me through. So I've got a bit of a fix that way, but I'm looking forward to getting back out there soon.
And sort of the Tour de France not too far away as well.
Oh. Yeah, well, hopefully I'll be back playing footy by then, so I'll have to be in bed by 10 o'clock or whatever it is. So, yeah, that one will have to be recorded as well, I think.
Who do you model your cycling on?
Not really anyone, because those guys actually do K's. I just trot around and have a coffee. So more of a, if there's a poser out there, that's probably who I'm modelling it on.
Sam, we loved what you did. I think it was 51 consecutive games you'd played before that the injury came along. But looking forward to seeing you back out there. Good luck with the recovery, and fingers crossed we're calling your name a little bit sooner rather than later.
Thanks, guys.
Sam Inegola joining us on K-Rock Football.
The Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.